Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast. That was fun. It's been a fun day, to be honest. A lot of things going right for the Colorado Avalanche today. This game, they defeat the Detroit Red... the watermelon shirt.
The watermelon shirt never failed.
Watermelon sugar.
Except for that one time it did.
Is this... hang on. It's all coming together in my head.
Okay.
Watermelon. The first letter of watermelon.
W.
And this is... this. Would you say this shirt is prescribed by Dr. Dubs?
Yes.
Hmm.
This is crazy.
So, watermelon, as you may or may not know, high in vitamin W.
Dude, are you suddenly a Taylor Swift fan?
Am I?
Oh, man. The way that you're going, you're going to be into numerology before you know it.
Be confirming Half-Life 3 in 15 seconds.
Okay, let's not get crazy.
let's do the 60-second rundown, though. We have some
might
of that.
Need 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I got this. Avs played insanely well for the vast majority of this game, and they still gave up the first goal of the game. Impressive, to be honest. Despite that, they get it back very quickly, thanks to Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon. They did most of the heavy lifting for the Avs. They do give up a bad penalty and bad goal to go down 2-1, and then that was it. Then the Avs decided that they were the juggernaut, and Detroit was a bitch. That's it.
He said it, not me.
The Avs do not relinquish another goal. They get 54 shots on goal throughout the game, doubling up Detroit in that metric. The Avs' top line absolutely pops off all of them. MacKinnon, Rantanen, Lehkonen, even pseudo-topliner Jonathan Drouin. And oh, by the way...
pseudo-topliner. Yeah.
Cale Makar.
Can't just call him a top six guy.
I don't know. Cale Makar also records his first ever NHL hat trick. Avs turbo dunk the Wings. It's been a long day. I'm not going to lie to you. So if we end up missing some stuff, my bad.
This playlist is giving me life,
you're,
brother.
You're bopping. You're
it's
bopping
giving me life.
There. Where would you like to start? Would you like to start and get the bad stuff out of the way, or do you want to go good first?
Hey, let's just get it out of the way, man.
Okay.
Alexander Georgiev's got to be traded tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
while there's still a goaltender out on the market in order to get him and Jacob Markstrom, they have to do it. They went and they saved the money on the trades. He showed you once again, even tonight, scrambly. He's not any, I'm totally kidding. It's
dude
fine,
posted
dude.
Like a 940 yeah,
like a 925, I think. So it's totally fine. It's totally fine.
I was
bad, dumb
it.
Penalty, bad PK, just bad. And they score.
Yep.
Even then, it was still a little. It was a little fortuitous with the way that Robbie Fabry whiffs on it, and it just goes off his skate
and in.
Yeah.
And then the other one, David Perron, gets 3 shots at a rebound on.
Dude.
Like Caleb Jones at least tied up a guy. Like I get it. He didn't do a great job of defending the net front, but what's he supposed to do?
Let's go to Caleb Jones' house and see what's going on there.
When Jack Johnson
tying
is...
tying guys up?
AFK Jesus. In the face-off circle, and Zach Parise is in the neutral zone?
Yeah.
No, not great.
We might have to be done with Miles Wood as a PK guy permanently.
Bad.
That was an unreal bad read.
So it was not a perfect game by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm going to ask a question that I think is a fair one to ask after this game. Are Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar capable of playing any better than that?
No.
This is the peak?
Yeah. I mean, God, I mean, this is like absurd level. Especially Mac lately. I mean, my Lord. And then, you know, obviously Cale had a little bit of a dip, but he's back on. And but even Miko. Miko makes those plays, man. I mean, what is he?
Miko was 4.9. Awesome tonight. Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, listen, it just shows you, you know what I mean? When those guys are on, even though they're half-chewed lineup, you know what I mean? Like, because of the trades and guys not available and stuff. So they absolutely destroyed a well-rested Detroit team that's, you know, been playing good hockey, that's in the playoffs. Wasn't a throwaway. It wasn't a gimme tonight. I mean, that was a tough game like going into it, especially with the depleted lineup. And then,
yeah that's
the, holy schnitzkeys, it went the other way. You know,
the injury to Dylan Larkin.
It did go a long way for the Avs.
It kind of felt like it balanced some of the scales there, but
the Avs
knowing that on Friday the Avs could add Valnichushkin, Sean Walker, and Casey Mittelstadt to their lineup is like, they're pretty good.
You think Casey Mittelstadt and Sean Walker are like on their respective planes watching this game going, oh, baby, here we go.
I think so.
I hope so. I mean, if they're not, what are they doing?
Walker as a UFA has got to be licking his chops. You know what I mean?
About to like, make me so much
it's
money.
Like, you know, the more you win, the more you go further down, the more your stock rises. And I'm talking about dollar-wise. And then on the flip side, Mittelstadt never played a playoff game, you know, coming to a place with, you know, you're getting passes from Cale Makar, and no offense to whoever they have in Buffalo, but there's no Cale Makars there.
Yep.
And then you're, you know, playing behind, the MacKinnon, you know what I mean? Like, so it's pretty dream world. I mean, pending RFA and, you know what I mean? Have a good playoff and go from there and can only help yourself. So I'm hoping those guys are on flights and be ready to go for tomorrow. It'll be awesome. And then obviously play Friday.
Yep. The only other tough look for tonight, Chris Wagner did end up getting hurt in this game. Don't have the details, as I'm sure you will get them very soon in post-game pressers and things like that. But never want to see a guy get hurt. A little bit of a scare with Parise as well tonight with one of the legs. He seemed okay.
One of the legs.
Yes.
Not a lot
of
them. Sound
like he has a lot of them to pick from.
I'm not touching that. I could say something, but I won't. I'm going to be the exactly.
That is optimism. Not a lot of negatives.
You said it. Not a lot of negatives.
No, man. I mean, you're annoyed that you completely dominate a team
and come out of the first period tied.
Well, and like you give up the first goal. All right, you get it back. You're annoyed that you dominate a team and you're down 2-1 at one point. But it doesn't discourage them. They just keep working.
Yep.
They just get back to it. And
54 shots on goal.
Yeah. Like and they win 7-2.
Yep. Just absolute dominance to the nth degree.
Only negative, again, I'll say it again. I hate it. Too many red jerseys in the stands.
Transplant city, baby.
Yeah.
Welcome to Denver.
But that's okay. I'll live with it. Original six.
They got to watch them get turbo dunked tonight. So
turbo dumps just all fun. Around.
But enough about Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
The Look. Turbo dump. Got him.
Is that the team or the city?
The city.
All right.
Team is pretty passable and
probably a playoff team this
other
year.
Other games,
yeah. Against middling competition, they're decent. Wow, the altitude really does love that guy.
Dude, I was going to say, I really want to know what's up with that couple.
Lost his hat, I know that.
Look, Colorado, I saw some people in our watch-along chat saying this. Is this a statement game, or is this just a really good game?
For me, it's a statement game inside the locker room, not to everybody
so internally?
Else.
Internally?
Yes. Okay. It's a statement game of, all right, obviously this is best case scenario.
Of course.
You're not looking at this going, this is the real Avalanche.
You're not going to get this performance
exactly.
every night.
Yeah. This is the A-plus game.
Yep.
But if they can get the A minus game,
this might have been the S game.
Honestly, fair enough. This is the S game. It's just, I think the statement is, all right, they went and did us a solid today.
Yep,
they went and. They moved a couple of guys off this roster to try and get us guys that are going to help us down this
stretch
run.
Push their chips in. Yep.
They said, hey, we are close.
Yep.
They went and got us guys that they think are going to get us closer. Now it's on us. And I think turning that over and not that uncertainty, getting through the awkwardness of, like, Ryan Johansson was not going to stay.
It was obvious to everyone.
It was obvious to him because he started trying the last 2 weeks. So he started trying to be
get
like
some stock on, yeah.
Please, somebody else want me. You know, like it was obvious he was not going to be a part of this team.
Yep.
And I think that the statement is, let's go.
But Eric, I want to get your opinion on this because you've been on teams that have gone out and tried to do stuff at the deadline. As a locker room, how much does that energize you to put on a performance like we saw from the Avs tonight?
It's huge. It's huge. What they did today as an organization was awesome. They swung. They put their balls on the line. They went. They made a statement to the fans, to the league, but to themselves, and then to their locker room. And it goes a long way. There's a reason why. Look at your stars tonight. I mean, honestly.
Best players in the world tonight.
They were unbelievable. Look at your, Kivi Rantas of the world and Druin and Parisi. Like, Schneiskis, there's competition coming. It's a little different. You know, it pushes the pace. It pushes the needle. It just makes you better. And that's why it was a great day. It's a great day for the organization. I hope, you know, again, that's not being a homer and everything. You got to call a spade a spade. C-Mac did an unbelievable job today with his crew. Joe, all those guys. And if you're a coach, you know, if you're Prater, Bednar, Ray, you know what I mean? You're getting some stuff, right, for your PP, your PK, your D, you know what I mean? Like your lines are more balanced and you have Val coming back. So it's a big day. It's a big day for the players, big day for everybody. And I agree what you were saying about, you know, Raijo. I think if you just go back to Raijo of, I go back, I don't remember when it was, and I remember Bednar, somebody telling him, well, Colton played more than Johansson, and I remember his answer was like, who says I have to play Johansson?
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're all on the same page. It's not a fit. You know what I mean? Like, so I think the writing was on the wall right there, and it just kind of never turned around for him. So.
Yeah. Turned around for the Avs pretty quick tonight, though.
Sure did.
Utter dominance in every sense of the word. Let's get to our three stars of the game. There are a lot more than three stars on the night, but we have three at the top here.
We're like six.
Yeah, we'll get to them too.
Could have 15.
Star number three.
Bum.
What a bum. Didn't even score a goal in
Mikko Rantanen can't even get a goal. They score 7 goals and he has 0 of them. What is
had
this?
Like 9 shots on goal or something.
Yeah, and none of them beat any of those lame-ass goalies they have in Detroit.
Bum.
I mean, come on. What is that? I mean, he was awesome tonight.
Anytime Mikko makes one of those passes from behind the net and my jaw just hits the floor, like, how the hell did you actually pull that off?
There's a
good night.
I am torn when Mikko Rantanen has a puck behind the net because on one hand, I'm like, he is no threat to score a goal here.
Yep.
Not really. We've seen him score a couple of bank goals over the years, but not really.
Unless you're Ryan Miller, it's not.
Yeah, not really. And he's, I think, for my money, he's their best pure shooter.
I would agree.
So it's like, I feel one way about it, but also...
He can just do that.
We have seen him make so many good elite-level passes from out behind the net through traffic and to guys in front.
Yep.
And great job by Artturi Lehkonen, by the way, just fighting through it.
It. Yeah.
And then kind of flubbed it a little bit, and it worked out
on
great.
On net is on net.
Yeah,
buddy.
It worked out great.
Miko was, it's got great hands. I do believe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Middlestad's going to come in and steal the number one hands on the team from him. I do believe Middlestad's mitts, no pun intended, are sick, you know.
That's why they call him Mitzi.
That's right, Mitzi. And then, but to get back to Miko, great game. Awesome. And for a guy with nice hands, he did have butter fingers. I saw him this morning leaving Ballerina, dropped his whole entire lunch and drink and on the ground, and it was a complete mess, and Butterfingers were at stake right there. So, you know, he made it up because he was sick tonight. He was awesome.
If you had told me Miko was going to play the way he did tonight and be the third star of the game, I would tell you there is a 0% chance the Avs ever lose that hockey game.
Oh, he was hungry. Like, he was, again, maybe that's why he didn't eat his lunch. Maybe he didn't maybe he didn't get another one. It was all on the ground at Ballerina by the Zamboni.
I'm telling you, this is, it's all connected. He was dropped hungry. His food so he could pick up assists.
He was hungry.
He didn't eat, so he was hungry. Yep. And half he played like a guy who was hungry.
Pick maths.
Hockey math.
You say Miko's not hot?
What?
It's a quick maths joke. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Star number two, Nathan McKinnon with just another casual 4-point night.
8 points in two games. Where you at, Kucherov?
This is, by the way, like his fourth 4-point night of the season or something stupid. I think it's actually more than that because he had the 4-goal nights.
Yeah.
Nights.
Yeah.
Two of them. What? Ever.
I said it on the watch along, but right, Nathan McKinnon could not play another game the rest of the season, and this would be the fifth best Avalanche season ever.
Crazy.
He's got 18 games left. Needs 11 points in 18 games to tie Joe Sakic for the best Avs season points-wise ever. Nathan McKinnon is not normal. He's not a human being. He's not anything but a Hart Trophy deserver.
Oh, deserver.
I've run out of ways to say it for McKinnon because he
deserves.
Eric, you talk a lot about finding success in hockey is about consistency.
It is, man.
What do you say about a guy who's consistently greatness?
But that's why it's awesome to watch, and you're witnessing great seasons like that. And I go back to the older guys like Joe and Peter, and the consistency of producing is so freaking hard to achieve because you're playing against the top freaking guys on the other team. You're playing, you know, every night in crucial situations where you have to produce in order for your team to be there at the end. And those guys, you know, Mac included, obviously, it's amazing to watch. Yes, they make the most money. Some people are like, well, they should. Well, yeah, I agree. But I tell you one thing. It's a lot of pressure. Look at Kale the other day. Guy's got what? Most goals in the league by any defenseman so far this year.
Yeah.
He's got right there with Hughes most points. But we're all panicking because it went like, you know, 10-game stretch where it wasn't,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, tough to say.
Out of this world. And then everybody was, oh, what's wrong with Kyle McCarr? I mean, what's wrong? You know what I mean? Like, which, buzzing all, you know, he had a little dip display. But yeah, there's a lot of pressure for guys to produce. And there's a lot of pressure on Miko. I mean, we complain about freaking Miko all the time. He's over 100 points. I mean, yeah. But it's just, I'm just saying, like, it's just, those guys are under scrutiny all the time. And you're right. Consistency is a big deal. And once you achieve it, you just, you know, you want more and more. And that's why I think McKinnon's fun, because he's already got one cup. And just like Patty Waugh and those guys back then, you could see in their eyes, like, one wasn't good enough. You know, they want more. And I think you got the dog. They're running that parade for the Avs, and the rest of the players will follow suit for sure.
The camera's doing weird things.
Is it?
Yeah. It's fine now. It was like glitching out for a second there, but it looks like it's normal now.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what happened.
Tiff fixed it. Okay. It's fine.
We're good.
It's funny because I think in nearly every, there's maybe one or two home games this year where you couldn't justify giving Nathan McKinnon certainly a top three star, maybe the top star.
He has
the game
against both games against Vancouver.
Yeah, empty net.
He had empty net points. So
beyond those, dude's just been the dog of Ballerina. I don't know what's a. I'm trying to think of like the ghost of Ballerina or something, but he's not the ghost. Like he's the.
The goat.
The goat of maybe.
I don't know. Tonight, if he has any luck, he could have had 8-10 points. He was freaking flying. Honestly, he was flying.
I mean,
truly.
He was great. We should hear from him.
If it's ready, roll it. Matt McKinnon.
Coming here down the end of the season, this stretch.
Yeah, I mean, tough to say. Obviously, Chicago's in a rebuild, and then, you know, tonight we played really well, though. So be nice to, you know, get some of the boys back tomorrow. And, yeah.
What's today like? Just the guys leaving and, you know, playing shorthanded. And just what is this day like?
Yeah, it's hectic. I mean, really hectic. Tough to keep your mind focused. You know, Bo, obviously, great friend. Tough to see him go. He's such a great guy. And we'll miss him. We'll miss his personality and a lot, obviously. And him as a player, obviously, amazing player. I'm excited to see him develop in Buffalo. I think he's going to be a stud. More of than he already is already. Obviously, Joey, only half a year, but awesome guy, awesome person. Wish him the best as well. Walker and Mittelstadt coming in. The league's small, you know, you hear that you can, you know, who's a good guy, who's not, and heard awesome things about those two, and, you know, looking forward to meeting them and playing with them.
With those changes, how do you kind of mentally prepare yourself for this game and get through things happening?
Just trying to play well. You know, you prepare the last couple of days for tonight's game, so you don't want to waste it by having your mind wander. And yeah, we got to get the win at the end of the day. So.
Nate, some of the rough stuff, seeing, you know, Colton and Wood and those guys get in there and playing with Lekkonen, and you like to see that at this time of the year.
Yeah, you know, those guys are tough and like to mix it up. And obviously, with Big Durham's gone, we, you know, it's a little more responsibility for everyone else. But yeah, they definitely play the right way.
What are your thoughts on the Kale McCarr hat trick?
Yeah, awesome. You know, best defenseman in the world. He's been playing so great lately, and I think he was just due. A lot of posts, a lot of knobs, and it's nice to see him get a hat trick. And yeah, he looks great.
Okay, thanks, Nate.
That was Nathan McKinnon. But as great as Nathan McKinnon was, he's not even the first star of the game.
Two guys with 4 points tonight are the third and second stars.
Because somehow, Kale McCarr did something that he has not yet done before in the NHL tonight. And that was score a hat trick.
Also 4 points.
12 points between three players. What is NHL hockey even at this point? Is 2020s just the 1980s? Is that what we're
no man? This is back? The NHL is just the playground for these three monsters.
Kale McCarr. I don't know that he did anything truly unbelievably amazing tonight.
Yeah, two of his shots should not have gone in, but they did.
And if you're looking at anyone who probably deserves some pucks to go in the net, Kale McCarr probably a little bit due.
You might be able to argue all three of them. The first one deflects off a foot.
Yep.
And then the other two get through Alex Lyon and are so bad that they pull him.
The hat trick goal was bad.
It's bad.
But it's bad. You know what's bad? What's great? There is no one better ever before him and no one better the next freaking 100 years at dancing that blue line. You know what I mean? I know the shot goes off a foot on the first one, but the 10 seconds before the goal, when he gets that puck, gets it back, moves, shimmy, shuffle, ding, fake. I don't know what he does. He's like Gumby on the blue line, right? Because it's like the shoulder drops, and then the goalies are like, oh, my God. You know, yeah, there was a little luck there, but for me, it's all about the blue line. He's the best ever on moving laterally and, you know, releasing that shot. And, you know, Ray was different. Ray was great back then about getting shots through, you know, but Bubba just got it and then just like found a way to get it through. Where this guy just finds a way to get it through by moving,
creates
like,
a
freaking
lane.
Creates yeah. a lane. It's amazing. Like, I don't know how you defend that. You just can't.
I would also say that I'm just going to add, this is always a distinction that I like to make. Puck luck on the first goal. It's not puck luck on the other two. It's on the goalie to stop those.
He goes to Eric's favorite place on goal number two.
Like
pizza.
You have to stop the puck. That's not a luck thing. A shot randomly hitting a guy's foot and finding its way into the net, that's good luck.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. That's fine. The rest of that, it's on the other guy to execute.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying. No, and he ends up with three goals tonight, and he was probably due a little bit of regression because he's involved in so many scoring chances, and he's such a quality shooter that seeing him go through the drought that he's gone through.
Also, like, was he in a drought? Sure. Yeah, he's still a dude who has 70 points on the season
he's
at this moment.
Also, still, he's in a drought. He's
over
leading the all defensemen in the NHL in goals scored.
Yep.
Like, what we think of as normal for Cale Makar is unfair for everybody else.
It's not right.
It's unfair for everybody else.
I know you said he's leading all defensemen, but a short list of guys he has more goals than after. I don't have more goals than this one. Is tied with Alex Ovechkin for goals on the season. Has more than players, including Gabe Vilardi, Robbie Fabry, who scored a goal tonight, Anthony Duclair, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Mark Stone, Evan Bouchard, Rasmus Dahlin, Alexander Barkov.
Evan Bouchard, who everybody in Edmonton's trying to give the Norris.
Yep. Stop. Cale Makar has more in every statistic than Evan Bouchard. I keep going down this list. Tomas Hertl, Timo Meier, Sam Bennett, Phil Deneau.
he is a legitimate... As a defenseman,
yep,
he is a legitimate 20-goal guy, a 20-goal threat every single season.
Yep.
And if things get wild, he could push
with 30.
He could push 30.
Yep.
He has pushed 30. Like,
didn't make it, but got close.
Right. Like, when things get wild, he's going to have a Mike Green 32 goals or whatever it was that one year that he went crazy.
Yep.
He's incredible. He's incredible, and I'm so glad that we get to stop talking about what's wrong with him. And now we get to talk about, well, when he plays like that, he really is just arguably the best player on the planet. And it's tough because the Avs have two of them.
The
poor Mikko.
The question on nights like this with Makar is Mars or Neptune? Because that dude ain't from Earth.
No. Definitely Neptune.
Son of Poseidon.
Uh-huh.
All right. With it. The way he glides on the ice.
Uh-huh.
I can see it. I'm sold. Convinced me of the Neptune Cale Makar.
This was definitely my line of thought.
Cale Makar might not tell you he's from Neptune, but he will tell you about his first ever NHL hat trick right now.
Kale, the other night you said it was just about a goal. Is it a little bit different when it's three?
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a hat trick since before junior, and it's been a long, long time before that. I've had a lot of two-goal games, but it was just a different vibe tonight. It was pretty cool.
Is it hard to get up for a game when you see pieces come and go in trades like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, obviously, Bo being probably one of my best friends will be for life, so... trade a guy like that and get a good piece, but at the end of the day you're always going to be friends. So for me, I think it would just put emotions aside till after the game and try and focus on the task at hand. And it's a business, and that's the unfortunate part of it, but at the end of the day we're looking at the future, and I'm excited with where we're going.
What's been clicking for you the past couple of games?
I think everybody's just been clicking. I feel like we're moving the puck really well. I don't think it's anything specific that I'm doing. I think overall just trying to find that confidence back, and I think playing with guys that are playing well helps a lot.
How did it feel to see all those hats raining down on the ice because of you?
Yeah, I mean, because of me. I mean, it's pretty cool. I've never really had an experience like that in my career, obviously. So, just take that in and I think the bigger thing is we got the win, so that's kind of all that matters to me.
Will you grab a hat or two?
I don't think so. Maybe not. We'll figure it out. I don't know what they do with them. I think they donate them to charity, so I'll probably take some pictures with them, and we'll move on.
McKinnon has another 4 points tonight. Just how good has he been playing lately?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why my team finds success. He's just showing up every single night, so that's all you can ask for a guy from that. He's just he's playing incredible for us on the road and at home right now.
Over 50 shots tonight for you guys. Is that part of the recipe or just kind of the way it shook out?
Yeah, I don't know how they all came. I think obviously we had a lot of power plays, so obviously just generating opportunities there. Their goalie made some great saves early, and we just kind of kept on hounding them. I felt like our main thing tonight was kind of get pucks to the net, and I felt like we were doing a good job of that. Forwards were doing a really good job of that.
Always humble, that Cale Makar. Never wants to take any credit for anything, but
I just want one interview. It could be his retirement ceremony.
Yeah, I did it.
Exactly.
I'm the man.
I just want one interview from Cale Makar someday where he just comes out. Yeah. Who do you think you are? I am. Just
not.
One interview, one time where he comes out and he's like, those guys are in the NHL? Those guys. Those guys shared the ice with me? Those guys. And walks away. Just one.
Not going to happen.
Of course it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, AJ.
It would be the greatest bit ever, though, because he's not that guy, and the entire Seattle fan base would flip out. I'm just saying it would be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you for the 150 likes, chat. These Dr. Dubs winner shots are for Cale Makar's first hat trick.
Cheers over here. Cheers over here to Cale, indeed.
Thank you for all the likes.
More likes.
We are also brought to you by Bet365. You can go get your bets on there with code DNVR365. When you deposit $5, bet $5 on any NHL game, you get $150 in bonus bets. I was close tonight. I did hit the power play point for Cale, so at least I hit that one. But was one shot shy on my McKinnon 9-plus shots, unfortunately, tonight. Almost hit a big one. Can't hit them all every single time, though. So, maybe fade my bets. You know.
Miko got to 9.
I know Miko got 9, yeah.
Oh,
McKinnon got 8.
It's messed up.
It's a tough look. It's a tough look for me. But you don't have to bet on McKinnon to get 9 shots. You can bet on whatever you want to with Bet365. Get in there with them. Make sure you're earning all of the bonus bets and all of the other amazing odds boosts that they have every single day. Use that QR code on screen or go download it from bet365.com. And, of course, when you do gamble, please do so responsibly. You must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER today. That way, you're good and you can go make a ton of money. Then, when you make a ton of money, go out there, get yourself some Breckenridge Brewery beer, the craft beer of DNVR. AJ's losing it. Yeah. Breck Brew, always a favorite here. The Avalanche Amber Ale, a great one to have. Can't go wrong with that. Go check them out at breckbrew.com, where you can find their online beer locator. Breck Brew, of course, available in all of the United States. You can find it in a local liquor store near you. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. As dominant as the top line was.
We have a correction.
Oh, boy.
Neptune isn't the son of Poseidon.
No, he is Poseidon. Yeah,
He's the Roman version.
Mike Makar is the son of Poseidon, was my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I was no correction necessary.
All right. I just wanted the record to reflect that somebody in the world knew what they were talking about. It's rarely me.
Avs had scoring from beyond just McKinnon, Rantanen, and Makar.
Yes, goals 6 and 7.
Well, not Lekkonen. I'm counting in there.
I understand
too,
Lekkonen.
But he was a top line guy. Fair enough. We'll get to the Drouin one in a minute. I think that one's less fun. Jean-Luc Foudy. Called up because the Avs trade away dudes today. Probably didn't even know he was getting in the game when he woke up this morning. Scores his first ever NHL goal. Foodie isn't magically playing himself into the Avs lineup or anything this year.
Nope.
But, hey, Eric, what do you always say? It doesn't matter if you get 6 minutes of ice time. You got to take advantage of your opportunity.
100%. And I don't care if it's a seventh goal of a 7-2 win. Yeah. I don't care what it is. He ended up with some decent ice time.
10:54.
That's what I'm saying.
So Chris McDermott's like, what the hell is this?
No, so you got to show that you want to be there. You got to show what you can do. You got to show what you can bring. You're auditioning every day in the National Hockey League, and I like that tonight. Some fresh blood, some fresh legs. Obviously, a bit injured. Hasn't gone his way this year, you know what I mean, with the injury and stuff. But great to see. Fun to watch. Make them make decisions. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they're working on something and it doesn't work. And then, you know, somebody, there's a hole there in 2 weeks. And they're like, well, Foodie was here, you know, 2 weeks ago. I mean, that's how it works, right? You just leave an impression.
Sorry, I was just playing with tape like a two-year-old. So you, like, break a finger there or something?
Yeah. Most guys would be off right now, like, you know, probably in the hospital here, with an IV bag, but not me. Not me. Like,
heart of a champion.
Heart of a champion. I don't miss. Yeah. I'm
inspired by Zach Parise.
Yeah, I'm just like going right now, taping the fingers. But yeah, always leave them not wanting more, right? Sure. You know what I mean? Always
make it hard to get rid of
you. Make it hard to get rid of you.
Well, and a special credit to the goal itself. Because it's not just him like skating down and doing something fancy. It's not that Kivi Ranta makes a great play to him.
Yes.
And then
bad turnover with the red wing.
Absolutely. But he outweights the goaltender and then he gets knocked down. And as he's either going down to the ice or on the ice already, his second attempt on that backhand is how he scores. It's an awesome first goal.
Yep. It's, you know, Foodie's future, whatever, is not going to be defined by this one goal. But, again, this is how you make impacts on a coach, on a front office. That the next time a guy gets hurt or the next time the Avs are in a situation where they need a guy, he's going to remember that. And he's going to say, I want Jean-Luc Foodie.
Yep.
Give me that guy.
Freaking rights. That's how it works.
Yep.
Well, and like a performance like that, he gets 10:54 of ice time. I don't care if it's in a blowout. Yep. Andre Pavel didn't get that kind of ice time.
True.
You're talking about it's one game. It's a blowout, whatever. But you need black aces.
Yep.
If he puts himself into conversation to be a black ace, that's a good step for him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where it starts, man.
Exactly.
I was a black ace. The playoff after I started playing. And after that, I played, whatever, 400 or 500 games. So. I'm just saying it has to start
But who's counting?
I'm just saying you have to start somewhere.
Absolutely. You know? Maybe, it's a meaningful distinction for him.
It is.
Pertinent to current goings on in the NHL. If Jean-Luc Foodie wants to be in Colorado, if he wants to be in Ev, scoring a goal like that, maybe that trade that comes on Friday is Ben Myers instead of Jean-Luc Foodie.
It was going to be anyway.
I know.
The Rizzler.
Where is he?
Dude, what are these numbers?
I know. They're natural stat tricks.
So I think they're correct, but they're for all situations. And nonetheless, even in all situations, McKinnon's 38 Corsi 4. Outrageous.
I just saw, I mean, we all were watching Bednar's presser. They're like, boy, you look tired tonight. I mean, those are long days for coaches and stuff and emotional days too. You know, it's not fun to trade guys. It's not fun to get rid of guys. And he looked like he went 12 rounds with Mike Tyson there. Like his eyes were like, I need some sleep tonight, you know. So, you know, it's tough. It's you know, you're with those guys every day, man.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and I think you referred to even McDermott, right? You know what I mean? And I know... I'm just saying.
Dermot's I was just kidding around.
Not you.
Know, about ice time, but
you know. No. I'm talking about. It was great. It was the right thing to do to let him. Yeah. I mean, they had to create cap space. They let him go play somewhere else. But he's still part of the family, part of the, you know. So you're talking today like Bo and then obviously McDermott 2 days ago. And I think he did take 2 seconds to to acknowledge like those times are not fun. You know what I mean? Like, cause you're part of a group and you won together and now you just kind of, you know, you're saying see you later. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but it's a business and it is what it is, but still it's tough on people. There's human beings involved, you know, and human feelings. So
the other garbage time goal or whatever you want to call it comes from Jonathan Drouin.
Do we want to?
Oh yeah. I totally forgot that this is the thing we can do now. Jean-Luc Foudy talks about his first ever NHL goal.
Whoop, whoop.
Just seemed to be buzzing all in, on all ends.
Yeah, I got the call this morning to come join them. I'm just going to try to play my best and help the team win.
I know somebody went and dug out the puck. Have you seen it yet? And what are your plans for it?
I haven't seen the puck yet, but I'll probably, whatever they do with it, then give it to my folks.
Who's the first text message to?
I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet.
Mom, Dad obviously got to be proud.
Yeah, yeah.
Big 7-2 win here tonight. You guys, as long as you stay up here, continue to roll.
Yeah, it's always good to get a win, come and help the team and see what the future holds, but just going to try to help the team win.
Congrats on that goal.
Thank you.
It's your first NHL goal. I know it means a lot no matter what, but you've had to deal with a lot of injuries over the last year. Does it mean a little bit more just coming back from what you had to deal with?
Yeah, I'm just excited, honestly, to be playing hockey again. When you go through a long rehab like that, sometimes you can get lonely with the team going on the road and stuff like that. So just fun to be playing hockey again and to get the goals even better.
Awesome to see Foudy. Honestly, he kind of talked about it at the end there. That guy was really struggling. A very, very long rehab from his injuries from the end of last season that went well into this year.
It ended up being something like 8 or 9 months.
Yep.
And it sucks. I'll tell you that. I've never had that, but I've seen guys do it. I mean, I've had like the 4 or 5 weekers, 6 weekers, maybe months like that.
Yeah.
Mentally tough. Like, it is tough because you just feel like it's going nowhere and then you're putting in the work and how's it going to be? And then, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? You know, so they don't need me. You know, it's hard. It's hard mentally. Being injured and you're away from the team and you do your rehab like when guys are not around. Usually that's how coaches like it. So you're not a distraction. You're not, in the way. So you're trying as much as to be part of it, but at the end of the day, you're not. That's reality. So good on him. And I think the goal makes it so sweet. You know what I mean? Because it's like, all right, I worked my tail off. And yeah, it's the seventh goal of a 7-2 win, but
who cares?
It's cherry on the sundae for all the hard work that he's done. And
absolutely.
Kudos to him and welcome to the National.
You're talking about how hard it is. And you always talk about how hockey players are creatures of habit. And that habit, the entire life has been playing hockey. You go 8 months, roughly 8 months, somewhere in there.
A significant portion of it not even doing anything right. Close to hockey.
Not even on the ice.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine the grind that was for him.
It's hard.
We saw him in his first game back with the Eagles.
Yeah.
And rusty.
Yeah, yeah.
Just clearly had been off the ice for a very long time.
Yeah, exactly. And I think tonight you saw some of the appeal.
Yep.
The skating.
It's good.
He's dynamite like that. He's really good with the puck. The area of his game that needed a lot of work last year continues to need work now.
Yep.
Is the area that got him his first NHL goal. Playing inside.
Yep.
Not playing on the perimeter, going hard to the net, figuring out how to be a smaller guy that can take contact and still be successful.
Yep.
If he finds a way to make himself into a meaningful bottom six caliber of guy in the NHL, he'll play for the Avs. I don't know when, but he'll play for the Avs.
Agree.
But we're talking about the mental toughness of being injured, which leads me to a totally different subject. I'm talking about a different player, but you got to feel for Gabe Landeskog, man. You're going on two years. I tell you how hard that is, especially when you're a leader. You're the leader of the troops and no amount of money fixes that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, he's just not on the road with the guys. He's not there for training camp. He's not there. Of course not. We've seen him a lot more lately. But those two years have been a freaking long time. And you got to be strong mentally.
Yep.
And it's crazy because there isn't a soul in the world that has any idea if he's going to play.
Exactly. Not even him.
No, he does. He doesn't.
And
know.
I'm laughing because it's like that's what I'm trying to say. It's absurd what's going on. You know?
2 years into this, he doesn't know if he's going to play. You always see people, delusional Abs fans need to get past it. He's not going to play. Or, well, maybe he can come back early. Can they LTIR some money to get Landy back early?
You can't actually know. Yeah.
Nobody. There's not one single person on planet Earth that knows if Gabe Landeskog is going to be back. And when he's back, if he does come back, he hasn't played NHL hockey in 2 years. You have no idea.
Yep.
And what this is what the surgeries have taken and the rehabs have taken out of him.
And this is not negative. This is more being sentimental. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, we're just being like.
It's just the grind it is. And and I think it's a great point though, because it shows you Jean-Luc Foudy, there's toughness there. There's grit.
Yep.
You need to be able to get through some of that to be an NHL player.
Yep.
So for him, it's not what he wanted, but maybe it's a positive. It's a thing that he could turn into a positive. You take a negative and turn it into a positive that he makes it work for him.
I agree.
And hopefully Gabe Landeskog can do the same if he's lucky enough to get back on the ice.
Hopefully so. The Avs do have a game on Friday.
Two of them. The one in the front office and the one on the ice.
You can only get tickets to the one on the ice, though.
Dude, could you imagine selling an elite season ticket package where
just
you get
hang
to
out
sit
in the front office for trade deadline day?
Behind a one-way window like an interrogation room just and watch the front office? You sign an NDA and you're not allowed to talk about any of
that'd
it?
That'd be so sick. I'm in.
You're welcome, sports world, for a sick idea.
It's fun.
Don't tell me that.
That sounds great.
Like a minute ago, you're like, it's hard to trade people. And now you're like, it's a good time.
No. Yeah. What I'm saying is when you plan out something and then it works out, it's fun, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you're executing that plan and building what you think is going to be a cup team.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, man. I wish.
So if you want to get the first look at some of the Avs' new guys, including Sean Walker and Casey Mittelstadt, go to Game Time. Get $20 off your first purchase when you use code DNVR to sign up for Game Time. I'd also tell you to join the DNVR Takeover, but you're too late. Those are sold out. So you can still get tickets to the game with Game Time, even if you don't go with us. Go over there. Find them. Awesome app to use. They'll guarantee you the best price on tickets. If you find them cheaper somewhere else, they'll reimburse you 110% of the ticket price. So they mean it when they say you'll get the best price. You can do a bunch of awesome options. You can wait for the last minute tickets. You can do the section selector, which saves you on average 18%, where you pick a section. Game Time will pick the tickets, which works great at Ball Arena because there's not a bad seat in the house. So go check them out. Go get the Game Time app today and join over 15 million people who use Game Time to get their tickets. And once you're in the building, once you've got your tickets, don't be thinking about other stuff while you're at the game. When you go to a game, you want to be in the game. You want to enjoy the game. You want to feel the game. You want to vibe with the game. Don't be the guy who doesn't realize Cale Makar got a hat trick and is not throwing his hat on the ice.
Like the guy they kept showing on the altitude feed that was too busy trying to force his girlfriend to hug him instead of throwing his hat?
Yep.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. Get yourself Red Hawk Roofing so you're not thinking about your roof the whole time you're at Ball Arena. All right? Red Hawk Roofing will come out. They'll give you a free inspection. You don't have to pay anything. They'll go up on your roof. They'll see what's up there. Hopefully everything's good. If there are issues, they'll let you know, and they can get them fixed up for you right quick. Even if you don't want to get an inspection, even if you're a procrastinator, Eric, 5,000 miles over on his oil change. Had to go get it today in between podcasts.
I did.
Don't be Eric. But if you are Eric and you spring a leak, Red Hawk Roofing has 24/7 available service. So Eric might be needing to call Red Hawk Roofing based on that oil change. Go check them out at redhawkroofing.com. Get a hold of them there, and they are Colorado local, just like us. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Jonathan Drouin scored another one of those garbage time goals. He also picked up an assist, a multi-point night for that guy. Well on his way to a 40-point season. Has rewarded the Avs for the opportunity he has been given here. Yep. Is Jonathan Drouin's performance on a night like tonight a little bit of a rising tide raises all ships kind of moment?
Sure.
A guy who sees the Avs committing, going in for it, both knowing he's going to get to probably get some ice time next to Casey Mittelstadt, but also knowing, hey, they take this seriously. If you're not performing, they'll go get someone to replace you.
I would not do that.
I wouldn't either.
I'm just saying I would not put Jonathan Drouin and Casey Mittelstadt, who are very similar archetypes.
For sure.
I don't want to put them on the ice together.
I understand that.
Especially with that, the top six, hell, even the top nine, I would balance it a little bit better.
Sure.
But, I mean, Jonathan Drouin right now is he your sixth best top six forward with Casey Mittelstadt?
Probably.
I would say so.
I don't know who else you could like make an argument that Ross Colton is better, but he has to play center anyway. So
no, I'm not making that argument. So.
I wouldn't either, but I'm trying to like get to somewhere where he's not six.
Yeah, I'm just saying that is
you're a pretty good team.
Yeah, I mean you're talking about Jonathan Drouin. The Jonathan Drouin this year has been potential realized for me.
Yep,
he's committed his game. He's committed himself to playing a complete game.
He's one of the better defensive forwards in the Avs top six. At
turned least at himself five into five. A low-key neutral zone menace with his stick. And the way that he reads the ice, and the way that he reads, I guess I'll just repeat myself, the way he reads the ice offensively, he has turned into a weapon without the puck because he gets himself into open spaces. He's playing better without the puck than he ever has in his career. But also neutral zone, forecheck. He sees what's happening and he steps in. He's disruptive.
Yep.
He's never going to be a guy that wins you a lot of board battles.
He's one step ahead of you, though.
Right. But on his best days, he's kind of a low-key menace.
Yep.
And you're going to put that guy. That guy's also found a way to be a problem. That guy? In a forward core that's about to add Val Nichushkin to Arturi Lehkonen, that guy's also going to be a problem?
Yep.
All right, great. Let's go ahead and put Casey Mittelstadt into the workshop and see what happens with that guy, too.
Spit out two wingers and go.
this is... Nights like tonight, you're not splitting up MacKinnon and Rantanen.
Of course.
When they play games like this, you're like forever together. Well, they go through some of the stretches they've gone through recently, and now you have a center that you trust, that you should trust, I should say.
To get production out of.
To be able to have a little more versatility, there should be more options for Jared Bednar to play around with instead of, I guess I'd just play MacKinnon 24 minutes a night.
I guess.
And I'll have Colton and Johansson playing between 10 and 14, depending on if they're any good tonight.
Yep.
You should have better options than that right now.
Well, options, what do? They bring competition from within, and that's what's going on with today's deals that they made. And with Val coming back, and then all of a sudden everybody's feeling it. And when you feel it, when you have championship mentality, it actually fuels you, makes you play better. It's not the opposite. It doesn't make you crack. You know what I mean? It makes you play better. So I think, you know, this is going to push everybody the right way. And it's going to push for everybody's level of play to go up. And again, we said it today. We'll say it again. You can say you're about winning or you can be about winning. It's two different things.
That hockey team tonight was about winning,
it
brother.
It was about winning. And the front office today was about winning. They weren't all talk and no, you know, whatever you call that.
Not just fucking winning. They sent a message.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It was a lot of bark and a lot of bite on the same day. That's the guard dog of the Western Conference.
They showed everyone that they're going to be menaces down the stretch here.
Yep.
You're talking about a forward core that may not have room for Andrew Cogliano. When all is said and done.
For no other reason than it's just that good.
Right. Nikolai Kovalenko, you're going to add. We talked about the guys that you're going to add. Nikolai Kovalenko should be here in a week or two. This team's now down 2-1 in their playoff series. It's best of seven. Chris McFarland even said it. He was like, two more, baby. He's counting. He's counting. It's him and Evan.
Yep.
Have the countdown clocks on, like going.
Synced up and ready to rock.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're your forward core looks really, really good all of a sudden. Yeah. You have the one spot. Chris Wagner gets hurt in this game. That 4C spot remains, hey, what are we going to do here?
Obviously, you hope Chris Wagner's okay, but the Avs have $5 million in cap space to play with, man.
They have $5 million to play with, and Nick Dowd still hasn't been traded. And I guess Jake Evans, because everybody wants to talk about Jake Evans, too.
We'll talk about them both on tomorrow's show. Yeah. So
I'm just saying.
We'll get to that.
That's
also, I don't understand the Jake Evans. It's weird to me, but it's fine.
You don't understand which one?
Evans.
Jake Evans.
No, whatever. Tomorrow.
And not that I don't understand. I just, again, we'll talk about it tomorrow. It's fine.
Not your favorite?
Not even that. I just think the fit is,
all right,
for I mean, what the Avs are going to want.
The Nick Dowd thing is also a little, like, he's got a pace issue.
I agree.
But for a 4C, you can live with that because you're asking him to do other stuff.
Jake Evans doesn't even PK.
Yeah, man. If with Lehkonen and Nichushkin and Parise.
Sure.
LOC.
Oh, yeah. LOC wasn't even there tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without LOC.
He's being held out because he's going to get traded to Pittsburgh for Sidney Crosby.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, it's one for one.
Stop. Yeah.
Jake Guentzel would be fun, too. That'd be fun.
Chat, well, you got us over 200 likes, which is extremely impressive. So we're gonna do the second round of winner shots. It's been a long day.
This got weird the other day.
I think we're good. I think we're holding it together a little bit better than yesterday.
It's almost I lost all my energy blacking out, screaming at Mike on the watch along.
But P.S. Go peep that if you didn't check the watch along.
That was funny. Lost a shit.
I straight up screamed. I was just, Eric played in those games and I was like
dying,
taking up arms. For every Avalanche fan that lived through the rivalry with Detroit, I took up arms.
Oh yeah.
Chris Draper's a bitch.
Answered the call.
We got right. Rachel right there, but you know what? Rachel sounded like she did a great job with the PA announcing tonight.
Yeah.
Calling the goal. A lot of goal calls.
The new Alan Roach.
Had to get the pipes ready. There was a lot of yelling to do today.
A lot.
Dude, there was a lot of yelling to do for us all day.
No kidding.
We did an hour-ish.
Over an hour.
Over an hour pod, and now we're doing another. I mean, this is...
Never mind the pregame and watch along and all the work we have to go do at home after this.
I didn't even think about all that, dude. No wonder I'm so run down.
Gas is running out, but... Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a lot left to say. They absolutely dominated a bad Detroit team. Not, I guess I can't say bad anymore. A mediocre Detroit team. They bodied them. Just bodied.
Game was awesome. Cale Makar scored a hat trick. And this is like the fourth most notable thing that happened to the Avs today.
Yeah.
Crazy day. Crazy day.
All right. End strong here with some super chats. $10 from A-Rod, who says, if this is regular season, Nate, we could seriously see that dude put up a 40-plus point playoffs. If Nathan MacKinnon outpaces his regular season pace in the playoffs this year, the Avs are winning the Stanley Cup. I'm sorry, but they are.
Especially after they trade for Jacob Markstrom tomorrow.
Okay, bro. Thank you for the $10 from Acid Jockey, who says, tarps off for a Makar Hattie. They did score 7, so get a quick one.
Whoa.
Okay, that's it. Just a quick one. Thank you for the
I needed sunglasses for that. It got bright white over here.
It hit me. $20 from James, extremely generous. Bring Micah back more often. He's a good luck charm.
Just saying, he was on the watch-alongs when the Avs won the Stanley Cup.
He was. It's true.
This is not like he's just being brought around because they played the Red Wings.
Not an unknown factor here.
Yeah, he's been on a bunch of watch-alongs. He's been on more watch-alongs than the Avs have played the Red Wings over the last, like, 3 years.
Very true. That's, like, not even close.
Yeah, not even.
$5 from Melanie, who says, yay for the win. Thanks for all you do, DNVR. Thank you very much, Melanie. Always out here. $5 from Rugby Prof, who says, a pretty exhilarating day for Avs fans between the trades and the outcome on the ice today. Also, our superstars are better than everyone else, so.
That's how you're built.
I feel like that was the whole podcast, was just that comment. Summed it up.
Our super chatters always know how to sum up our show better than we do.
Yep, it's true. And then $5 from EJ, who says, working hospital shift all day, so missed the whole day and game. Can you give the 15-word summary of what I missed today? Read that super chat we just said. Pretty much sums it up. Avs superstars, mean, good. Avs trades, good.
Added 2C. Added top 4D.
One got game, rid of some
one slow game by pace. A lot.
Added got rid
added
of a
salary
slow
cap play, space.
And got rid of a slow pace player.
The Avs played their S game today. The Avs front office played its S game today.
Oh, true that.
There it is. That is all of the Super Chats. Chat, thank you so much for hanging out, supporting us. Crazy day for us. So many of you guys had turned out both for our emergency pod and for tonight's post-game watch-along. All of it. You guys are awesome. We appreciate y'all a ton. Always fun to do this out here. And we got more of it coming. We might all suspect the Avs might not be done in the trade market, and we're going to be live all day Friday. So tune into those. We also have an off-day pod tomorrow where we'll probably talk about a lot of the options that might still be out there for Colorado. So tune into that one as well. Oh?
Markstrom.
He's out there. He could be an option.
Oh, yeah. We're also talking about Philly tomorrow.
Yep. We will. If you guys want to know more about Sean Walker, we will be bringing on some of the PHLY guys tomorrow. So we will dig into that as well. We're out of here for tonight, though. We appreciate you guys. Go like and subscribe and follow us and stay up until 4 in the morning when we all post all of our content that is even more for today. Bye.
You all silly like the mayor.